Welcome to Parts of Unknown. My name is Michael Davis, and today is a pop-in emergency Parts of Unknown. I sat down and listened to the episode that was supposed to come out, and when I got on the podcasting app, it doesn't look like that there was any listens to it. And I didn't want to post it. I could hear history on it that wasn't really talked about, but I didn't like the podcast, so I took it down. We're going to do this one today instead. I'll talk a little bit about my life journey for a few moments and talk about why I didn't like maybe the episode, but there is a lot going on in transcended media right now, and most of it is still in a bit of an awkward place, and there's some things I don't know that I can talk about fully and put it into the stratosphere quite yet. But there is a lot of big things happening there. In the words of Tony Khan, AEW owner Tony Khan, we will be having a major announcement for Transcended Media very soon. It will produce the reemergence of a former podcast. It will produce a change in a current podcast in the family of Transcended Media, and there may be some new ones coming along. Things are coming along. I can share with you there is a potential that Transcended Media may become a 5-day-a-week producer. There's a lot going on, and we're going to get some details ironed out. There's some new talent that I will be speaking to that are looking to be a part of the Transcended Media family. So this is very excited. So a lot of big news coming up. And when that it's all ironed out and in place, I will share it with you. Today, I'm just jumping on here. I like that we have podcasts up every week, especially Parts of Unknown. Parts of Unknown, believe it or not, is not the longest tenured active podcast in Transcended Media. If you go to YouTube, Comics in Christ has a video channel, and we don't talk about it a lot on the web, on the Instagram page. Really trying to separate some elements of my being and podcasting life, but one of the original podcasts, Comics in Christ, still exists. It has a YouTube channel and everything, so check that out. But there's just so much going on. But Parts of Unknown actually became the third podcast many years ago, and it's just still going. We've been recording a lot, and before Rick Kane went to school, we recorded a lot of podcasts. I'm going to break kayfabe just a little bit and let you know. We actually have podcasts posted for an entire year. We have posted podcasts that will extend all the way to 2025. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. We have posted podcasts into 2025 so that our content would still have Rick Kane's voice in it. So we did a lot of recording before Ricky went to school. We did a lot of recording on the way up to school. So there are literally podcasts posted all the way through 2025 to keep Ricky's voice a part of these podcasts. And so there's a lot of the stuff that you're hearing recently, and that'll come up next week. I think I'm going to do another special podcast because, again, I did not like the podcast that was supposed to be on today. So the one that was supposed to be next week, The Religious Life of Hunter Mills, is actually a part of today's, but that one's more of a Comics in Christ feel. It doesn't have the feel of Parts of Unknown, so I'm doing this one, and I'm just kind of chit-chatting and processing. So these podcasts that you're hearing right now are aged, and I want to talk to you a little bit about if there's a journey that you need to go on it. I am a radically different person than the person that recorded the podcast that I deleted for today. Radically different. A lot of the points and the facts that I made in the podcast today reflect how I feel. I have not changed emotionally, spiritually from the original podcast. The original podcast was the name of the podcast was The Difference Between Jesus and Religion. And a lot of the feelings that I expressed in it, I still agree with, but there was just a lot of spit anger in it that I didn't want that in the universe. So I took it down. Also, there's another journey that I have been on for quite a while, and I will be very open about this. I haven't flat out said the words on a podcast, but since October 9th, I have not had an alcoholic beverage, and there is some language and verbiage and demeanor that I heard in this previous recording that it was a little bit obvious to me, hearing me in that conversation, that a lot of the hate and the anger that I was expressing was because I am guessing that maybe there was a couple of what I used to like was the Broken Skull IPAs, the Stone Cold Steve Austin beers. So I didn't like that. So I just decided to just take it all down. And here I am, because I am a radically different person today, being February 17th. I'm recording this and will post it immediately after this recording. February 17th, so October, November, December, January, February, almost five months of not having an alcoholic beverage. And there's a lot of peace and calm in me today. So I didn't want that in the universe, so I wanted to take it down. So here we are. I did want to have a Parts of Unknown feel to the podcast, but even this is starting to sound like Christ and culture. So let's talk about some things that are happening in the world, and I'll just goof around for a few minutes and we'll have this podcast for today. Because that I shifted over the religious life of Hunter Mills that was supposed to be posted next week, I'm going to just let you know right now, next week's episode of Parts of Unknown will probably be a Never Break Kayfabe. I want to talk a lot about what's been going on in WWE with Cody Rhodes, with The Rock, with this road to WrestleMania. So next week will probably be a Never Break Kayfabe. There's a possibility, if I can work things out with Skype, that we'll get Rick Kane involved in that as well. But that's kind of where we're at. We're doing some housekeeping today. So here's some fun stuff. Last week I went to go see Lisa Frankenstein with Single H. And man, it is a unique movie. I had one of my cousins ask me what I felt about it, and I liked the movie. It is one of those awkward cult movies that I just really like. You have heard on this podcast, you've heard me on the last podcast you'd want with Steve Straw talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show. And Rocky Horror is my favorite movie. And for you guys that know that I am a minister, I get a lot of awkward, cockeyed looks when I say how much I like Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I've explained these things quite fully. I've even posted on our Instagram page the gospel according to Richard O'Brien, and to draw in the emotional, spiritual elements that exist within the communal concept of Rocky Horror. So you know how much I like awkward movies, and this fits that genre of that awkward cult movie. It's very much a teen romance movie. Again, I had a cousin ask me what I thought of the film, and I shared with her it's kind of a cross between Edward Scissorhands and Heathers. So a little bit of a spoiler, so that we can process this conversation. A little bit of a spoiler. This teenage girl looking for romance, looking to have a connection to love, falls in love in a graveyard with the statue of someone that died many years ago. She leaves a trinket there, a lightning hits it, and then the story begins. There's very much of a Heather's element of actions that she goes through for it. So it is a unique movie, and I really loved it. Single H was all about it, all over the film, and really likes it. I'm sure that we will own the film when it finally comes out. So if you are looking this week for sort of that awkward cult film sort of feel of a movie, go out and catch Lisa Frankenstein. This week, I had another blessing that came along. I don't think that we've actually talked about this film on any of the podcasts, and I'm really surprised if we haven't. Iron Claw came out this week on digital. I went out to the first showing of it at our local theater during December. I grew up my teenage life a big Von Erichs fan, the courtesy of ESPN. ESPN used to show World Class Championship Wrestling out of Dallas, Texas. Actually, where I grew up, we had one of the local UHF stations, and kids that may be listening to this before there was cable television and 1,357 channels to watch, they used to have these little local channels called UHF stations. And I guess the best way to describe a UHF channel is it's sort of like MeTV. It was a place that primarily showed reruns and local news or other things. And one of the things a lot of these UHF channels showed was professional wrestling. So we had a station in our area that was a UHF channel, and that station showed championship wrestling from Florida. They showed UWF out of Oklahoma. They showed world-class championship wrestling out of Dallas, Texas. And, of course, they showed the superstars of wrestling, the WWE product that was around at that time. But I got to watch World Class on there, and I got to see the history on ESPN. I got to see the current product on UHF, and fell in love with the Von Erich family. I was going to just try to rip through their names, but I got a little stammered. I'm going to see if I can do it. Jackie was the oldest. Unfortunately, he didn't live out of childhood. Mike, Kevin, Kerry, David, Chris, if you watch the Iron Claw movie, they don't even address Chris Von Erich, and that's quite sad, because I think he was the one that wanted to be a Von Erich the most and couldn't, and his life also had the same tragic ending as the other brothers. But he didn't even get mentioned in the movie. And there was they jam-packed so much into that movie that it would almost to say the reality of this family's life was tragic is an understatement, and it would have come across almost as fictitiously absurd if you add one more brother into the mix that met a suicidal ending. But it actually happened. But so I do kind of understand the director, the writer's process of not wanting to add the Chris Von Erich narrative into it, but it existed and it was equally as tragic. But a great movie, a great film, especially if you want to cry. You do not have to be a professional wrestling fan to get drawn into the emotional elements of this. And many years ago, when the Mickey Rourke, they had a movie that came out many years ago called The Wrestler, and it was sort of this conglomerated story of different imageries of retired wrestlers that could never break away from wanting to be a part of the wrestling environment but really needed to. And when I saw The Wrestler and saw that movie, I said, man, this was a really great drama. I wish that whoever wrote this movie would read about the Von Erichs. When I saw The Wrestler, I knew a movie about the Von Erichs would have a potential too, and somebody did it. And so if you have the opportunity to see The Iron Claw, check it out. You really do not need to be a wrestling fan to enjoy that movie. So this is the sort of a rambling edition today. I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. Usually we shoot these for about 20 minutes. We're going to go ahead and cut this one short today. And I just wanted to ramble with you a minute. There are some major changes. We're going to add on some new podcasts. I'm in negotiations with a friend that will add on another podcast to the Transcended Media Network. And I'm really excited for this. There's a lot of things that are in line of happening. And as soon as I can bring in the major news that we will have, we'll have that. So be prepared next week. I'll probably get Single H to join me. And I want to do a Never Break Kayfabe next week and process everything that's going on in the world of professional wrestling. We may even do it live, since that I am recording this and I'll post this today. If you live in the San Diego area, the L. Smith Brewery has a wrestling promotion that they host shows on their campus. It's called One Ring Circus. So next Saturday, go look on Instagram for One Ring Circus. One Ring Circus is going to have a show next Saturday night, so check it out. And Single H and I will be there. Maybe next week's Never Break Kayfabe, we'll have some of our conversations of what we view at that show, and have some conversations about the local independent Southern California wrestling scene in it. So a couple of weeks of ramblings, and then Rick Kane will return with our regularly pre-posted episodes. Thank you for dealing with me, having this moment to chit-chat. My name is Michael Davis, and for Rick Kane, for Hunter Mills, this was Never Break. This was Parts of Unknown. Have a week.